This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Eric Scalavino and Andy Hart with you on the second Friday of training camp. We've just been through nine straight days of practices and a lot going on.
It's a grind.
It is a grind. Dog days are here, and the Saints days are coming.
Marching in.
Super Bowl champions will be marching in next week, so we'll have a lot to talk about on the next podcast. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got plenty to talk about for this one.
You're the host. Who are you yelling at?
Myself. I'm getting ahead of myself. A few transactions to announce this past week since last we spoke on this here podcast. Patriots released one offensive lineman with the number 71.
It was a wise move.
It was. John Wise, the rookie, former college wrestler and college football player, trying to make a comeback to the gridiron. Didn't quite work out here. Nice try. But they released him on Wednesday and signed in his place another offensive lineman, Eric Gajcek. Gave him the jersey that poor John Wise had just worn. Gajcek, 6'4", 303. Has spent five seasons in the NFL. This is his fourth team. He was with Cincinnati originally, then went to the Chargers. Spent some time with Kansas City. Now he's here with the Patriots. Also with Cleveland for a stint. I should mention that as well, but didn't last too long there.
His only relevant time was in Cincinnati. They drafted him fourth round. He played, I think, 48 games, 42 starts. Mm-hmm. Actually started all 16 games 2 years ago, 2008. And then last year, he called it adversity. Didn't really know exactly what went wrong, but he ended up not playing a single game. He was on the Chargers roster to close the year, but never played. As Bill said, it's an experience move. You had one guy with zero experience trying to just carve out a little career for himself. This is an experienced interior backup for this team with starting experience. And, you know, the numbers game, we've talked about it. With Mankins not here, Kazier having missed the bulk of camp now, you know, you're kind of getting down the depth chart there. All those interior guys are center slash guards, so you never really know. This is a good veteran body to bring in as we head into the preseason.
Right, and a lot of those interior guys with very limited experience, either they're rookies or they've been on the practice squad or not too, you know, second-year guys, they need some depth and quality experience, and they might have gotten it with Gajcek.
Not Gajcek, by the way.
No, it's pronounced Gajcek, and it's spelled Gajcek, which a little reminiscent of last year, Vinny Churchu,
right,
with the funny spelling last name.
Gajcek. Gajcek's Romanian, he said. Doesn't know a lot about the name or his heritage, but was obviously understanding when I said Gajcek, name, spelling, and he said, yeah, Romanian. Mm.
And 2 days earlier, while they were still under the 80-man roster limit officially, because of Derek Burgess's absence and Logan Mankins not being here, the Patriots filled the two roster spots to get up to the 80-man maximum for training camp by signing tight end Carson Butler, a first-year player who was with Green Bay, Detroit, San Francisco, Cincinnati, the Giants very briefly. He's made a lot of stops in the past year, and now he's with his sixth team, the Patriots, former Michigan Wolverine, 6'4", 260. And wide receiver Rod Owens, 6 feet 183, was with the Rams for a cup of coffee, signed in April, got cut a short time later. He was with Florida State last year, their leading receiver. 61 catches, 720-some-odd yards, had three touchdowns, including a school record-tying 98-yarder. So decent numbers for a guy who played 4 years there at Tallahassee.
Sure. No disrespect to them. But in this day and age, they're known as camp bodies.
Right.
You have to work your way up from camp body. I've seen very little to lend me to believe those guys have a chance of making the roster or, at this point, even sticking around as practice squatters. They are truly numbers, 79 and 80 or in that area on the roster. But, you know, they added some depth to those positions.
And you use the phrase moving up the roster, which gives us an opportunity to talk about a few other positions on the team.
Because you're the expert at ranking the roster, thanks to your feature in Patriots Football Week.
I learned it by watching you, my friend. You started it last year, and we can have a nice little tradition going on here. Next year, we'll see what Paul can do with that mess.
Can't do any worse than you did.
No. Again, I learned it by watching you. Anyway.
Some kissing up going on here.
No, really. Just the opposite, actually. Inside linebacker, cornerback. We mentioned the offensive line. Some areas where injuries, defensive line even, injuries piling up, giving opportunities to other players, either younger players, rookies, or even veteran free agents that we've brought in this past year. Let's start in the interior. Gary Guyton gets hurt a few days ago.
Sure.
He had been lining up mostly with Jerod Mayo.
Sure.
And now we've been seeing more of Brandon Spikes.
Yep.
In that role.
I think it could be it's a Wally Pipp.
Yes.
The Lou Gehrig guy.
Lou Gehrig, yeah.
I think there's a chance you could see the ascension of Brandon Spikes as an every down player. And again, this is obviously early, day
sure.
nine of camp.
Haven't even gotten to the game yet.
You know, Brandon Spikes, not quite Jerod Mayo-esque, when Bill was praiseful of him as a rookie and you knew this guy's going to play right away, sounds like he's going to play a lot.
Yep.
Brandon Spikes already being praised for his unique instincts and style of play, sees, digests things differently, but not necessarily the wrong way, just not necessarily the way Bill Belichick would script it and mm-hmm. teach it to young players. You just get the feeling in term, and we've said it all along, Gary Guyton would seem best suited for a sub role, passing downs, various different things. You get the feeling Brandon Spikes really has an opportunity here to, as a rookie, grab a starting job. He's been getting a lot of reps next to Mayo. Seems to be a half step ahead of Tyrone McKenzie, the second-year player, who's, I think, had a pretty nice camp. But it's Spikes who's lining up next to Mayo at this point. And as we get into the preseason action, be interesting to watch that and see if he just holds on to that job and, you know, Guyton gets healthy and just never gets it back.
Yeah, and the timing could be coincidental, too, because if you recall in Mayo's rookie year, he sort of started out getting reps with the second and third units, and then all of a sudden, as we got closer and closer to that first preseason game, we started seeing him more often running with those first group of players.
Well, Bill does it like we do it in the paper for our ranking the roster.
Exactly. Start
rookie
at the bottom.
Start at the bottom. You work,
work your way up.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
That's right, Bill. It is what it is. You're
That's
a rookie.
Right.
Do something, then I'll move you up.
Quickly moving to the outside, not necessarily because of injuries, but because, as we mentioned earlier, Derek Burgess not being here. Opportunity for Spikes' former Florida teammate, Jermaine Cunningham, been getting a lot
of
more
gators.
Snaps with the with Tully Bantakane on the other side, on the outside.
Yes, he has. Now, I personally haven't seen a ton of positives, notable plays from him, but he's certainly getting a lot of reps. Early first...
Hasn't embarrassed himself.
No, has not embarrassed himself. First 2-3 days of camp, it was Bantakane, and then you'd see Ninkovich
or Woods,
Cunningham.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot more Bantakane and Cunningham
yep.
with Spikes and Mayo. He kind of had some consistency brought to those mm-hmm. those linebacker groupings. It'll be interesting to see how long that lasts. And again, so much of this will change next Tuesday when the Saints come to town. There's another team on the field. But next Thursday night, and then a week later on Thursday, you know, these preseason games, only so much is decided in practice. A lot of it will be based on preseason, but those guys are getting opportunities, and it'll be interesting to see if they can take them. I'm interested in the next position, though. You're going to get to. Hopefully.
Cornerback.
Yes! He did it. See, we're like this. Steve, we're doing a fine job in here.
I'll have to get in sync with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. This is a rapport that's been developing for years
now. You're a rookie. You haven't moved up the chart yet.
The other day, one of our favorite drills of camp, the pass rushing drill. Running backs usually defending against linebackers, only this time they sent the defensive backs over there, corners and safeties. And in that drill, Lee Bodden trying to do a spin move. It was the day when we had the thunderstorms and there was a little bit of rain earlier in the day. The field was kind of slick. Bodden made the spin move, fell awkwardly to the ground, and came up grabbing his left hip, limped around. We didn't see him later on that day. So since then, we've seen a lot more opportunity for, namely, Terrence Wheatley.
Yes.
And I think he's acquitted himself quite well.
I think he has, too. He's been around the ball a lot, gotten his hands on a lot of balls, breaking up passes, jumping, making plays in coverage. And that's a big distinction because there's some guys that can be there, just can't seem to make that final step yep. and make the play. He's gotten his hands on a lot of balls. You know, Butler and McCourty still out there, still competing. I think that's an interesting guy to keep an eye on, is Wheatley, with the absence of Will Hite for
exactly.
an extended period.
He came back today. I should have mentioned that, too.
You know, so there's those young bodies there, whether it's the first-year guy, McCourty, the second-year guy in Butler, or the two
yep.
third-year guys in Wheatley and Will Hite. all those young bodies, it's interesting to see, and they're getting more reps with Bodden out of action. But
you know, the receivers have a lot of balls.
The receivers do have a lot of balls thrown their way, and it's good that the DBs can get their hands on some of them.
Right.
And right now I'm intrigued by that competition.
And I would dare say this is the best we've seen Wheatley play since the first couple of weeks of his rookie camp.
I dare say that's true.
When he was lining up against Randy Moss and doing fairly well.
Injuries, lack of reps, he just kind of got
forgotten,
pushed
right.
by the
they
wayside.
They drafted some players.
And he talks about it. He kind of knew this camp was a make-or-break one for mm-hmm. him, a big one for him, much like Sean Crable, who never made it to camp. But he knew this was it was important to him to maybe show up because of the new bodies. And another guy we haven't talked about, Kyle Arrington, has been making some nice plays on the ball as a guy we saw on special teams a year ago,
mm-hmm.
showing some of the sort of same sort of aggressive play on defense.
He dominated that drill in
yes.
which Bodden was hurt.
It's want
Nobody
to.
Could stop
he
him.
He talks a lot about want to, small school, Hofstra guy, has to prove himself. He tries to do that every time he's on the field. I really think right now that actually may be the most competitive position on the team. All those guys vying.
Yep,
because
I
think at the top of it, I'm pretty
They're
sure.
They're very close to each other.
Yeah, and I think you're battling for starting jobs, Butler, McCourty, and Bodden. Everybody assumes Bodden's the starter because of the money, the mm-hmm. contract, and he probably is, but McCourty and Butler aren't just giving it up to him. And they got these other guys, Wilhite,
mm-hmm.
Wheatley, Arrington, that are making plays on the ball. Right now, it looks like an intriguing position.
And before we go, very quickly, Ron Brace continues to be a sideline observer. Mike Wright got hurt last weekend, hasn't been in pads all this week. So that's given some opportunities to not only, obviously, Gerard Warren and Damian Lewis, who are going to get their opportunities anyway as veterans, but guys like Cade Weston,
yep.
Brandon Dedrick,
yep.
Daryl Richard, those guys, the younger guys on the D-line, especially when we see like the goal line packages, the big bodies come out, a lot of those young guys who who were, as you said earlier, camp body types, suddenly getting a lot of reps right. next to Vince Wilfork. With Mayo behind them, with the
yes, Cade Weston has made some plays on the goal line, has stood out a little bit, and you have to think he's getting some extra reps due to the fact that Ron Brace can't get on the field. And again, we talk about Crable and Wheatley. It's a year earlier, but Ron Brace going down that road where it's just not working out. I'm not blaming him. I'm not pointing fingers. It's just
unfortunate circumstances.
Last year,
yep.
you got passed up by Pryor. Then you got on the field, got pushed around. All spring he talked about. I needed a wake-up call. I wasn't ready. He said all the right things, but you can't get on the field. And Bill always says, at some point, you just miss too much time. We are now 18 practices in.
17 done.
Practices
yep.
in. I mean, that's a lot of practices to try to make up for guy who already had to make something up based on last year to get by Myron Pryor. So,
thankfully
Ron Brace
for him,
in trouble, I think.
Thankfully for him, he's one of the guys who's been on the field observing at
sure.
least. There have been a lot of guys like Nick Kazier, Ty Warren, veterans who know the system, granted, but they haven't even been on the field, so
right.
they're even further behind than they normally would be at this point.
But he has further to go.
Right, and in the next week, as we said, the Saints are going to be here. We're going to have a game to talk about next week. There could be more roster moves. Maybe there'll be some movement with Mankins.
We didn't even mention Aaron Schobel. He's not on the roster.
He's not on the roster.
There's a good
but
chance he won't be, but we like to do rumors here. Aaron Schobel would be the perfect
released
fit
by the Bills
to replace Derek Burgess, the veteran defensive end, pass rusher, experience, big hole. Too bad it sounds like he's going to Houston.
Something tells me, though, that there will be some transactions between now and next Friday that we'll have
some
to talk
trannies
about.
To talk about.
And we'll be here to talk about them, as always. So join us next week.
Peace out. You should know I got a little wiener.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.